Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application, hope, and encouragement.
Hello, this is Pastor Shane with His Vision Ministries, and it's so good to see you on this Friday. I pray that you're having a blessed day. Be sure to check us out at hisvision.org. Today I'm going to speak as we continue in this Christmas series of nuggets on heaven's gift to earth. And we're going to be in John chapter 3 and verse 16, a very familiar passage. You know, as we think about John chapter 3 verse 16, listen, this is not just merely a verse. It's really the heartbeat of Christmas. And the reason I can say that, and by the way, this is a very known verse. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." And so when you think about that particular verse, listen, before there was a manger in Bethlehem, and we talked about mangers the other day, there was love in the heart of God. Think about that. Christmas began not with angels or shepherds, but with a divine decision that God would give his son to a world that is incapable of saving itself. And so as we see there in John chapter 3 and verse 16, that word gave carries the weight of heaven. And so God did not just loan or lend or offer temporarily. Friend, he gave his son fully and freely and sacrificially. And so the manger was the beginning of that gift. The cross was the completion of that gift. And the resurrection was the confirmation of that gift. And so Christmas is God's declaration that he loves you. He loves us enough that he gave us what you and I, we could never earn and what we did not deserve. And so as we look and think about and ponder on John 3:16, one of the most popular verses in the Bible, this verse reveals also the measure of his love. It says, so loved, not sparingly, not reluctantly, not conditionally, but infinitely. You know, the depth of God's love is seen in the height of the gift that he offered. And friend, I want you to know, he did not give an angel or a prophet or a representative. He gave his only begotten son. And who did he give him for? Well, the world, the Bible says. And so that means the broken, the sinful, the rebellious, the weary, the wandering. And so as we reflect on Christmas, let me say this. Christmas is not just for the virtuous. It's for the vulnerable. It's not for the perfect. It's for the people who desperately need God's grace. And so the promise continues that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but guess what, have everlasting life. And that whosoever the Bible's talking about, that includes you. Your past, your pain, your struggles, and your story. In other words, Christ came so that no person would be beyond the reach of his redeeming love. And so friend, everlasting life is not just a future hope. Friend, it's a present possession. It is the life of Christ within us. The peace, joy, an assurance that flows from simply knowing him. And so as we get ready in this Christmas season, friend, rest in this truth this Christmas. Listen, heaven gave the best so that you and I could receive God's greatest gift. I want to pray for you. Father, as we enter into this weekend and as we have studied already this week in this Christmas series of nuggets, thank you for loving the world so deeply that you gave your only begotten son. Lord, help us to never take your gift for granted. Lord, fill our hearts with gratitude and let the reality of your love shape our thoughts and our actions. Lord, thank you for everlasting life. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Friend, thank you again for joining today. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Have a blessed weekend and join back here next Monday. God bless you.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at hisvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.